Good morning, everyone. My name's Charlie Newcombe. I'm the minister of Christ Church Huntingdon, a new church for Huntingdon which meets at St Peter's School on a Sunday. And I'd like to talk to you today about something we all do, which is grumbling. We're a bit of a nation of grumblers, aren't we? We grumble about the weather, we grumble about our health, we grumble about people who make decisions. We particularly love to grumble about politics. And I guess for quite a few of you this morning, sitting in stationary traffic, which Ray's been telling us about, you'll be grumbling about the traffic. I guess we particularly see a lot of grumbling at the moment when we switch on our computers and see a bit of a backlash against Theresa May and the proposed Brexit deal. I can't help noticing quite a lot of grumbling there. Now, I'm not going to take sides in this political discussion, which is quite complicated. But I do think generally we're more prone to complain about our leaders rather than notice the positives. And they do have a very hard job to do. It's actually really refreshing, isn't it, when you spend time with people who are positive. Catching up with an old friend over the weekend, he said that as his parents get older, on the one hand, his dad complains more and more about his ill health, but his mother, who's actually worse off health-wise, is quite content. She grew up in that post-wartime era when you wouldn't grumble. Keep calm and carry on. Mustn't grumble. Being content and focusing on the good things can be positive for yourself and it can spread to others, while on the other hand, grumbling also spreads and negativity breeds more negativity in the workplace and in the family. The classic Bible story of grumbling dates back around 3,000 years ago to when the Israelites, that's God's people, were rescued out of Egypt. It's called the Exodus. And they just had the most incredible escape. There was a series of plagues that they were rescued from, a miraculous escape from Pharaoh's army, and the crossing of the Red Sea, that time when famously God parted the waters and made a way through the sea to safety. And that's, you can read about it all in the book of the Exodus, the second book of the Bible, chapters 14 and 15. But turn only one page on to chapter 16 and they're grumbling again. And what are they grumbling about? Food. They were grumbling because they didn't have enough food and they were wanting to go back to Egypt, to the very place that they were in, which was so hard before. And sure enough, like today, they were grumbling against their leaders, as is so often the case. I feel sorry for head teachers, local councillors, business leaders, and sure enough, our Prime Minister, because it's usually the leaders who get the brunt of the grumbling. But what the grumblers in the Exodus had forgotten was how good God had been to them. And perhaps there's a lesson for us there. Maybe we need to focus on all the good things that we do have, rather than grumbling about the bad things that we don't have. I read the story about a guy who worked in a fast food restaurant, and he was always smiling, even when people left rubbish everywhere for him to clear up. And apparently, if you listen closely to him, you can make out that he was going about his job singing. He was a committed Christian, and as he did his daily work, although it was quite menial at times and quite hard, he was singing songs about Jesus Christ. You see, Christians believe that Jesus takes what we deserve, all our bad track record, and he gives us what we don't deserve, his perfect track record and a relationship with him. And he did that when he died on the cross. And that puts the things that we grumble about into perspective. It reminds us that actually we don't deserve good things, and anything good that we do have is a gift. And I guess like that man working in the fast food restaurant, it puts a song on our lips. Well, there's more to life than the traffic, you'll be glad to know, or that long queue at the cash machine, or your difficult boss, or dare I say it, Brexit. Not that any of those things are unimportant, but with Jesus Christ, you can have good perspective as you see how much we've been given that we don't deserve, and that begins to shoo the grumbles away. Thanks for listening. All the best.